So Hora's chapter 2, Mishnah 2, Rebbe. Okay, so the background to this Mishnah is that there is a rabbinical decree that if a person eats impure food, measuring a pras, which is an egg and a half or two eggs, difference of opinion, then the rabbis decree that the person is impure. So this Mishnah is going to go into what level of impurity is the person. And it's a machlokas tanaim. The tanaim disagree, as you'll see in the Mishnah, as to exactly what level. So the first opinion is Rebbe Lezer Omer, ha'eichel eichel rishon, if a person eats a first level impure food, right? So rabbinically, rishon, he becomes impure to the first level. He himself will become impure to the first level. Eichel shayni, if he eats a second level impure food, shayni, he will become second level impure. And Oichel Shlishi, a third degree, then Shlishi, he will become third degree impure. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He says, Oichel Oichel Rishon, Oichel Shayni Shayni. If he eats a first level or a second level, he will become shayni, he will become a second level himself. And Shlishi, if he eats a third level impure food, then he will become shayni Lakodesh, we'll consider him second level impure as regards Kodesh food, sacrificial food, velo shani l'truma, but we won't consider him a second level when it comes to truma food. And what is the shlishi that we're talking about over here? Because remember, I mean, what can become shlishi? Only truma or Kodesh, right? But says the Mishnah finishes off, that's not the shlishi we're talking about over here, up above. What we're talking about is b'chulin shenas l'taras truma. It's talking about chulin, which is normal food. Chulin means normal food, which is prepared with a purity relevant of truma. So the person takes this chulin, normal food, and he deals with it as if it's truma. That's the shlishi. When we talk up above about him eating shlishi food, that's the shlishi food that the Mishnah talks about.